Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Kansas City Stomp, the Library of Congress recordings recorded by Alan Lomax by Jelly Roll Morton on Rounder Records. We heard the King Porter Stomp. This week and next, we celebrate Black History Month on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. The holiday was first proposed by Carter C. Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life in 1926. It was proposed to set aside the second week in February for teaching Black history. In February 1969, it was proposed to change Black History Week to Black History Month by the leaders of the Black United Students at Kent State University, and the first celebration was held February 1970 at the university. In 1976, Black History Month was officially recognized by the U.S. government. On the next two programs, we'll hear music from the Black community that I describe as more than the blues. We'll open with James Baker, R.D. Allen, Will Crosby, and Mose Platt singing Go Down Old Hannah, recorded at Central State Farm in Sugarland, Texas in 1933 by John and Alan Lomax. We're celebrating Black History Month this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Go down old Hannah, won't you rise no more? Go down, old Hannah, won't you rise no more? Lord, if you rise, bring joy. Ranger Meadow, heard the captain say, "Oh, did you?" Yeah. What the captain say? Hell, if you were, he'll treat you well. And if you don't, he'll give you hell. Oh, go down hell. Won't you rise no more? Won't you go down hell? Nobody feels sorry for a lifetime man. Nobody feels sorry for a lifetime man.
Won't you ring, oh hammer,
hammer ring.
Won't you ring, oh hammer,
hammer ring.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we are celebrating Black History Month this week and next. And we just heard a band called the Tennessee Chocolate Drops, made up of Howard Armstrong on the violin, Roland Martin on the guitar, and Carl Martin on the bass. And you might recognize those names as they recorded as Martin, Bogan, and Armstrong back in the 1970s. We'll listen to some of them next week. That was a tune called Knox County Stomp, and it was recorded back in 1930. That's from a collection called Folks, He Do Pull Some Bow, and that's on Old Hat Records. And before that, there were bands and organizations that tried to compete with each other, and the Mississippi Mudsteppers were made up of Charlie McCoy and Bo Carter. They were attempting to capitalize on the popularity of the Mississippi Sheiks when they recorded Jackson Stomp, which is actually a rendition of Cow Cow Blues. That's from the recording Before the Blues, Volume 1 on Yazoo Records. And before that, we heard two recordings from Negro Work Songs and Calls on Rounder Records. We first heard Go Down Old Hannah, recorded by James Baker, Will Crosby, R.D. Allen, and Mose Platt at the Central State Farm in Sugarland, Texas in 1933. And then we heard Jesse Bradley and his group at the State Penitentiary in Huntsville, Texas in 1934. Ring Hammer was the name of that tune. And those were both recorded by Allen and John Lomax. We are focusing on African American music, which is more than the blues. Here's Louis Armstrong and his Hot Fives from 1928 and the West End Blues on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. Like something good to drink, it's all right with me. I know that's plain good. I walk and walk and walk and walk. I stop for the rest of my feet. I sit down on an old oak tree. There I went fast asleep. I dream by sitting in a swell cafe, hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my throat. There's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, come to me and rest. Well, you talk about your stew and beef. I know what's the best. Well, you talk about your chicken, ham and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, to me and rest. Yeah, I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, to me and rest. Well, you talk about your stew and beef. I know what's the best. Well, you talk about your chicken, ham and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, to me and rest. Oh, stir it up now. Don't that sound good? Oh, stir it up. I walk and I walk and I walk and I walk. I stop for the rest of my feet. I sit down on an old oak tree. There I went fast asleep. I dreamt by sitting in a swell cafe as hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my throat. It's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, to me and rest. Well, you talk about your stew and beef. I know what's the best. Well, you talk about your chicken, ham and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, to me and rest. Oh, oh, ain't that sounding good? Oh, great man. I do that thing. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, to me and rest. Well, you talk about your stew and beans. I know what's the best. Well, you talk about your chicken, ham and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, to me and rest. Nice to be nice when you can be nice.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1708. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and our theme music this week comes from the CD Jelly Roll Morton, Kansas City Stomp on Rounder Records. These are Library of Congress recordings recorded by Alan Lomax. And we just heard Tiger Rag, a tune that he did not write, but he played a fine rendition of it. That's on Rounder Records from Jelly Roll Morton. And before that, a Memphis musician named Jim Jackson, who had a really interesting style to his guitar playing and his singing. It sounded very Caribbean to me. That was a tune that's gone on into the old-time repertoire these days called I Heard the Voice of a Pork Chop. And that's from the collection Wild About My Lovin', Beale Street Blues, 1928 to 1930 on RCA Records. And before that, we heard from W.C. Handy and his Memphis Blues Band, and we heard the St. Louis Blues recorded in New York City in 1922 from a collection called W.C. Handy's Memphis Blues Band on Memphis Archives Records. And we let off that set with Louis Armstrong and the Hot Fives from 1928 and the West End Blues. That's from the Complete Hot Five and Hot Seven Recordings, Volume 3 on Sony Records from Louis Armstrong. When you speak of the Empress of the Blues, you can only speak of Bessie Smith. This is from her first set of recordings from back in 1923 in New York City, April of 1923. This is Downhearted Blues from Bessie Smith on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'm broken. that the world in a jar, a apples in my hand. I'm gonna hold it and tell you in coming to my
morning, just about 9:30. Out in New York this morning, just about 9:30. Thought of my mom and album, couldn't hardly keep from crying. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Pretty mamas in Avalon want me there all the time. Kisses and waving at me. When the train left Allen, throwing kisses and waving at me. Just come back, Daddy, and stay right here with me. small town, had no great big range. Alone, the small town, had no great big range. Put him on an apple, you sure will spin your chain. It's a good town, but it's not for mine. New York's a good town, but it's not for mine. Went back to Allen's, yeah, where I put him on all the time.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we're celebrating Black History Month this week and next. And I promised this show would be more than the blues, and we just heard from William Grant Still and the third movement of his Symphony No. 1, Afro-American, written in 1930. It's an animato. And if you heard a little quotation from I've Got Rhythm in there, he wrote that before Gershwin did. Could be an interesting study. That was performed by the Fort Smith Symphony under the direction of John Jeter, and that's on Naxos Records. And before that, the tune that gave folklorists a clue as to where to find Mississippi John Hurt back there in the 60s, Avalon Blues, all about his hometown. That's from the 1928 Sessions, those classic recordings that were made, and then he sort of went back to his real life after that. That's on Yazoo Records from Mississippi John Hurt. And before that, a tune I just love. I'm a big fan of Henry Thomas, and that's from his collection called Texas Worried Blues on Yazoo Records. His complete recordings from 1927 to 1929, that is. That was Old Country Stomp, and you heard the quills, which are essentially a set of panpipes that are held by a harmonica holder and played in that fashion. And to lead off that set, we heard from Bessie Smith from the Complete Recordings Volume 1, the first disc, the first tune on Columbia Records. We heard Downhearted Blues with Fletcher Henderson playing the piano, the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith. Some of the most beautiful recordings made in the early days of recording were made by Washington Phillips. He played an instrument that for a while you used to call the dulciola, but now it's known as the mandolin. This is probably his most famous tune, What Are They Doing in Heaven Today? From Washington Phillips on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
What are they doing in heaven today? I don't know, boy, but it's my business to stay here and sing about it. What are they doing in heaven today? Why, sin and sorrow are all done away. Peace is bound like the river, they say. What are they doing right now? I'm thinking of friends whom I used to know, who lived and suffered in this world below. But they're gone up to heaven, but I want to know, what are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Why, sin and sorrow are all done away. Peace is bound like the river, they say. But what are they doing there now? There's some whose heart was burdened with care. They paced their moments through sighting and tears. But they clung to the cross with trembling and fear. But what are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today? Why, sin and sorrow are all done away. Oh, peace is bound like the river, they say. But what are they doing there now? There's some whose body was bursting full of disease. Their citizen and doctors couldn't give them much ease, but they suffered until death brought a final relief. But what are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Why, sin and sorrow are all done away. Peace is bound like the river, they say. But what are they doing right now? There's some who is poor and often despised. They look up to heaven with tear-blinded eyes, while people was heedless and deaf to their cries. But what are they doing right now? What are they doing in heaven today? Why, sin and sorrow are all done away. Peace is bound like the river, they say. What are they doing now?
Old Death comes a knocking at my mother's door. He said,
come on, mother, ain't you ready to go?
Oh, well, my mother bent down, put on her shoes, and then she shouted highly and began to move, and then she moved on down by the Jordan stream, and then she shouted highly, I've been handling the dean, because I done done my duty out on my trap, and then good Lord, I saw old Death come a knocking at that old sinner man's door. I heard him say,
come on, sinner, ain't you ready to go?
And he waited, and but ankle deep, and the water started up around his knees. Well, I heard him say, Lord, I want you, don't want to die. Then the water started around his thighs. Well, I heard him say, Lord, I want you, just let me live. Then the water started up around his ribs. Then the old Death grabbed him and shoved him in, and then the water started around his chin. He said, no,
oh no, I
don't want to go,
because I
ain't got my traveling shoes. Lord, ain't done my duty, ain't got my traveling shoes.
Ah. Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
If the train don't stop and turn around, I'm Alabama bound.
Alabama bound.
Don't you leave me here.
Well, don't you leave me here.
Don't you leave me here.
Well, don't you leave me here.
If you will go anyhow,
leave a dime for beer. Leave a dime for beer.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
If the train don't stop and turn around, I'm Alabama bound. Yellow green is gone.
Yellow green is gone.
Yellow green is gone.
Well, yellow green is gone.
He's way across the country street, gal, with his long clothes on.
With his long clothes on.
He's Alabama bound.
He's Alabama bound.
He's Alabama bound.
He's Alabama bound.
If the train don't stop and turn around, he's Alabama bound. Oh, the preacher preached.
The preacher preached.
Sister, they turned around.
Sister, they turned around.
Get the deacons in the corner. A Holland Street gal. I'm Alabama bound.
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 If the train don't stop and turn around, I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
The preacher's in the stand.
The preacher's in the stand.
Hands and hanged around.
He's putting his hand around.
He's saying, brothers and sisters, shoot the money to me. I'm Alabama bound.
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 If the train don't stop and turn around, I'm Alabama bound.
That was Lead Belly along with a couple of his buddies. Woody Guthrie on the mandolin and the vocals, and Cisco Houston on the vocals and the guitar, with Alabama Bound from the collection on Smithsonian Folkways, Bourgeois Blues. That was recorded in 1946. And before that, a classic, Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. And it might have been the most solidly blues tune that we've heard on this program this week. Praise God I'm Satisfied is the recording on Yazoo that's from. And before that, from a concert organized by the Library of Congress to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, back in December of 1940, we heard the Golden Gate Quartet and Travelin' Shoes. That's from a recording called Freedom, and that's on Bridge Records. And we let off that set with What Are They Doing in Heaven Today from Washington Phillips, in the recording Washington Phillips and His Mandarine Dreams on Dust to Digital Records, recorded back in 1928 in Dallas, Texas. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. Next week, we'll hear part two of our Black History Month special. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1708.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger.